The next dictation by Dr. Sharon R. Mason, M.D. is patient Maria Rodriguez, last name R-O-D-R-I-G-U-E-Z, first name Maria. This is a treadmill stress echocardiogram, file Streco space Rodriguez space M, CardioCare Associates letterhead. Treadmill stress echocardiogram, date of examination for 11-22, referring physician Marina Abelina, M.D. I think it's Abelina. Let me just double check that. Hold on. I want to pull up that name just to make sure. It's Abeleva. A-B-E-L-E-V-A. Marina Abelina, M.D. Performing physician Sharon Ormes, M.D. New paragraph, clinical indication. 46-year-old female with a history of short PR interval and complaint of fatigue, status post-infection with COVID-19. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation, new paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, short PR interval, comma, non-specific inferior STT wave changes. Baseline blood pressure, 110 over 70, baseline heart rate, 92 beats per minute, new paragraph. The patient underwent treadmill exercise stress test utilizing the Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 11 minutes, semicolon, 2 minutes into stage 4 of a Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 175, parentheses, 100% maximum predicted heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure 153 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 26775, period, new paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress or recovery period. Stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 12 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure 120 over 70 and a heart rate of 103. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, but with residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. The patient had a final blood pressure 120 over 70 and a heart rate of 103 at the end of the recovery period. There was baseline short PR interval, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. New paragraph impression, normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. The patient underwent a treadmill stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline immediately post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Parasternal long axis, parasternal short axis, apical four-chain reviews, and apical two-chain reviews were obtained. The baseline study was technically adequate and of good quality. The post-peak stress study was technically adequate and of fair to good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram. Normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. With normal augmentation, wall motion exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation, new paragraph impression, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph conclusions, what? Normal ECG portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. 2, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort or dyspnea during stress of the recovery period. 3, the patient exhibited very good exercise tolerance with a functional capacity measure 12 mets, comma, decreased from her prior stress test. 4, the patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise, but with some residual tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. But with some residual sinus tachycardia at the end of the recovery period. 5, there was a baseline short PR interval, but there were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. 6, normal echocardiographic portion of treadmill stress echocardiogram to greater than 100% maximum predicted heart rate. With normal baseline post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation of wall motion exercise, and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Ormes, M.D.